Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
This music we do, it's not really traditional fado. It sounds like fado, but we play it with drums, bass guitar, electronics, even the Portuguese guitar. It's electrified, So we make, we don't make the traditional fado, we make a different music, but it contains fado, of course. Mm.
If you go to a traditional fado's house, the singer sings next to the guitar players. Well, here it's different, but
this is a pop combo. We have the bass, the electric bass, the drums, and have the Portuguese guitar instead of electric guitar. So it works more like a pop combo. This guitar, it's really unique. I don't know any instrument in the world with this characteristic, with this sound, and it has a very specific sound. And I'm trying to, but acoustical. I'm trying to do this acoustical sound in a more electric way. So I have lots of tonalities to explore with the effects and. You know, taking the real sound of the acoustic, but amply it to a big palette of colors with the effects and the electrifying. So I think it's this instrument. It's really in the maybe it's in the beginning of its career. You know, because it's really acoustic. If you think about the acoustic guitars. Who used to play the acoustic blues, and then think about the electric guitars and the evolution. Maybe you can make some parallel with this instrument.
But he's the one playing this special guitar, this tuning guitar.
Gorda do café, muito antiga, mulheres tornavam-se indisciplinadas. Vivo do que me dão, nunca faltam às aulas do esgrima. Todos os dias agradeço a Deus esta depressão que me anima. Vivo do que me dão, nunca faltam às aulas do esgrima. Todos os dias agradeço a Deus esta depressão que me anima. O rapaz da drogaria, amarelo e maltratado, encontrei-o no teatro. Uma rima obsessiva, indecente nas suas maneiras, desligado o motor do carro. As criadas tornavam-se indisciplinadas. Vivo do que me dão, nunca faltam às aulas de esgrima. Esta depressão que me anima. Vivo do que me dão, nunca falto às aulas de esgrima. Todos os dias agradeço a Deus esta depressão que me anima.
Florir desmedida, assim te vi. Ah.
Fado is part of our cultural development as people in Portugal. Of course, we can choose don't like the music, but that exists and that influences a lot our childhood. That's why we make music sounding like Fado, because it's in the blood. And of course, it's a mix of lots of influences. Arabic, yes, because we are very near to Africa, and we have we had colonies in Asia, we had colonies in Africa, and Fado has something about Africa too, something about Brazil. Brazil was a colony of Portugal, and well, it's a urban music.
But some people say that Fado has to do with this Brazilian stuff and African stuff, but there are some people too who study the style who says that Fado, it has to do with the Portuguese folk music.
Yes, much
more than Brazilian and
yeah, well, it didn't born from the Brazilian or African or Arabic. It born in Portugal from the folk Portuguese music, but of course the influences and the, sometimes it mixed. It's of course it's mixed with other kind of music.
Oh,
The lyrics are from young poets. It's contemporary poetry that we choose from people of our age, or, well, people who wrote about the issues that matters to us
today,
in nowadays. And all our lyrics are poetry.
If you talk about traditional fado, the difference is they used to pick up poets who were already dead, or, you know, old poets. Here we work with people like us, you know, like Talking Head said. We work with young people like us, or not so young, but who wrote about the things we feel today. It's important.
Every poets we make, well, of course one or two, yes, but the rest is it's unknown in Portugal. It's not already known there, so.
Da Virgem Maria, que me dá confiança e brilha à noite. Tenho os joelhos magoados, o calvário dos fiéis devia ser menos árduo. Tenho 365 santos numa caixa calendário, daquelas em que cada dia tem um chocolate. Tenho um lencinho branco onde limpo as lágrimas enquanto assisto a uma vigília via TV.
Go.
O calvário dos fiéis devia ser menos árduo.
As Portuguese, fado, it's inside of us because it's our music. Even when we are younger, maybe we say we don't like fado. It's music for old people. But when you grow up, we begin to feel this music. I used to play in the late 80s in a punk rock band, and punk ska band. But always singing in Portuguese and mixing some Portuguese music.
I think what keeps a style alive or a folk music alive is what you can do around it. It's that bands
develop it.
Yeah, or just make experiences about this music. Because if you if that's a crystal, you know, and nobody touched there, well, in 10 years. It will be completely, everything was done, so nothing more to do, and it dies. So if the young bands make experience around and get some influences from that, I think that keeps the traditional fado alive. It's good for the traditional fado.
Quando disseste que me amavas, sabia que não era verdade. Na tua idade é impossível amar uma mulher como eu. Firme no meu patriotismo, abandono o cenário. Empenhei as joias de família, agora vivo de roupa emprestada.
In the 60s, fado was the top music, and the music of the state, the government, you know. They used to, we lived in a censorship in that time, and the government used fado to, you know, to stabilize the people. And then in the 70s, we have a revolution, and fado was seen like the music of the other regime, so fado doesn't any good in that time. And in the 90s, Amália died, and then fado begins to come to a fashion. And so in the future, I think it's going to be like this again. But for now, it's living good. Yeah.
For instance, me, I was in school in the 90s, and I could never say I sing fado, never. Because it was, everybody laughed about me. But after Amália died, fado, now it's again, people who sing and listen lost the shame, and suddenly lots of young people singing very well appear, And now it's not shame say that we like fado. Actually, it's fashion now.
Procura para te amar. Sobre
a good singer, well, but not only on fado. It's my opinion in all. A good singer, it's more than a singer. It's more actor or actress than singer, because it's very important the words and what the words mean and the attitude you have when you sing it. To me, it's absolutely important, much more than tune and how high you can go, how low you can go, or how many things you can do with your voice. Much more is the words and how you act the words.
Tinha-me roubado a minha vida. Depois de treler o monte dos vendavais, decidi ir contra a futilidade do romance. Fui apanhada aos 22 anos, em plena capicua inocente. Apanha-se com enganos. A verdade apanha-se com enganos. Aos 23 outonos apaixonei-me 12 vezes, e nem sempre pelas mesmas almas, mas sobrevivi a um coração miúdo. A verdade apanha-se com enganos. Fui apanhada aos 22 anos, em plena capicua inocente e lua. E amantíssima posso virar. A verdade apanha-se com enganos. A verdade apanha-se com enganos. A verdade. Apanha-se com engano. A verdade.
Szimmetria az aszimmetriában. Aranymetszés. Iránytű a kultúrához. Mohácsi Szilvia műsora minden hétfő este az M1-en.
A törvényességhez nem férhet kétség. A korona ezentúl egyértelműen a mi gyermekeinkre száll.
Szenvedély.
Kibékítem az édesapjával. Akkor, ha elfogad engem, királynénak. Anyámon kívül más királynét nem ismerem.
Becsvágy.
Katalin rendkívül büszke és makacsasszony.
Árulás.
Nem gondolja, hogy Katalin célja az, hogy Máriából királynő legyen?
Tudorok. A történet folytatódik. Minden kedden az M1-en.
A helyszín Japán.
Mi történt a természeti katasztrófa után a világ egyik legmodernebb országában?
Mi lett a több mint 10 000 halálos áldozatot követelő cunami után azokkal, akiknek mindenét elvitte a víz?
Mi maradt a fukushimaiak életéből az atomkatasztrófa után?
És miért nem sírtak az emberek Japánban?
On the Spot egy távoli ország távoli kultúrájáról krízis helyzetben.
On the Spot. Szerdán este az M1-en. A szuperhatalom, amelyet senki sem tudott legyőzni, önmagát pusztította el. A rendszer nincs többé, eltemették. Az emléke viszont halhatatlan. Lebilincselő dokumentumfilm sorozat a szocializmus végnapjairól, hétköznapi emberek különleges sorsáról, a korszakról, melyben másként nevettek, másként féltek, másként hittek, másként éltek. Viszlát, elvtársak! Szerda este az M1-en.